here. 855-450-FREE is the number. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And still to come here this evening, Twinkies. Get them now while you still can. Apparently, Daryl's going to give us an update on a classic snack that may be gone for good. Or maybe not. We'll tell you more about it here. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you might like. We had some cop block-related stories last hour with one cop blocker in Virginia, Nathan Cox, being threatened by the police through the court system, demanded that he not post information regarding a leak. There's several leaked files from the Richmond Police Department that could have who knows what kind of damning evidence in them about their behavior. They're attempting to put the squash on that information from getting out. In addition, a Minneapolis cop blocker arrested for photographing an arrest.
Disorderly conduct.
Yep. And now we got a little bit of good news surrounding the police. This story is from Banoosh.com. Seattle Police Department on Friday published a how-to guide that explains the do's and don'ts of marijuana legalization in the state. And by the way, I believe this was last Friday when they published it. Written by a former writer for The Stranger, an alternative weekly newspaper in Seattle, readers might never guess it's an official publication of the police department were it not for the .gov web domain. Despite the unprecedented nature of a major city's police department releasing such a thing, it went completely under the radar until Thursday when the Associated Press picked it up first. Marijuana, what now? Question? Guide to Legal Marijuana Use in Seattle by Jonah Spangenthal Lee explains how legal weed is going to work in Washington once the law is fully implemented. It says the following, quote, while I-502 has decriminalized marijuana possession in Washington, the new state law does not change federal law, which classifies marijuana as a Schedule I narcotic. All Seattle police officers have taken an oath to uphold not only state law, but federal law as well. However, Seattle PD officers will follow state law and will no longer make arrests for marijuana possession as defined under I-502. It does add that it is now legal for adults over 21 to carry up to 1 ounce of marijuana, but it's not legal to open a package of marijuana in view of the general public. The guide also says the police will be on the lookout for drugged drivers, and they'll be ready to get a court order to have blood drawn. Additionally, simply detecting the smell, now this is interesting, I had not yet heard about this provision. Simply detecting the smell of marijuana in a vehicle will no longer be probable cause for a search. So that's a pretty big deal, that one little bit there.
Right, because it's now legal to consume.
It's supposed, last I heard, it was legal to consume in private, so I don't know if it's legal to consume it in a car necessarily.
Courts have ruled that your automobile is an extension of your home.
Okay.
So I could see where they could say that, you know, you can consume it in your car. Or other people in the car can consume it.
But you as a driver cannot.
Right, because they've got the DUI that Kenneth in the last hour was talking about, where if you have 5 nanograms of THC per milliliter of blood, then you
should be... Which is not hard to do.
Right, that's
and
very small amount.
You may even get that much of it, you know, by sitting in a hot box car. I mean, if you've got the windows up and people are, you know, chiefing on a blunt, and you're sitting in there for a half an hour, there's a good chance that you'll test. I mean, I'm no expert, but I wouldn't want to put myself in that situation.
A nanogram is a billionth of a gram.
Yeah. Well, we know that after you've smoked cannabis, it stays in your system for a number of weeks, typically, depending on, you know, various factors, metabolism and your body size and that sort of thing.
How often you smoked, how much you smoked.
Right. But, you know, if it's several hours later, you definitely... you can count that you're going to be tripping that blood test. So that's really disturbing, and it's one of the big problems with this. There's several other problems, like the fact that the government is going to be taxing it at three different levels. I believe it was 25% at the growing level, 25% at the processing level, and 25% at the sales level, plus the 10% sales tax that they have as well. So you get all those taxes loaded up. You get the fact that they're going to be deciding who gets to grow, who gets to sell, and so they'll. They're therefore you're going to have a restricted marketplace. So probably the prices, if they go down a little bit, not going to go down that much due to the government's restrictions. And the black market will still be in play. How much enforcement they'll be doing on the black market level remains to be seen. But it's a big deal, though, that they're not going to be able to search your vehicle if they say they, you know, smell marijuana. That's something that they'll do frequently is, well, I smell marijuana in this here car. Going to have to ask you to get out there, son. We're going to search it. They can't do that anymore, so that's a good thing.
If they smell alcohol, can they search your car?
I don't know. That'd be a good question for a law enforcement officer, and it may be different in different states.
True. I'm just thinking that, you know, they are probably treating, for certain legal purposes, they're treating marijuana a lot like alcohol.
If you are a law enforcement officer and you can answer that question, by all means, feel free at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. Brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. The department's guide also says it will not assist federal authorities in any crackdowns on individuals or businesses that are obeying state law, which is a pretty big deal. I mean, they're specifically claiming in their own departmental document here that they're not going to assist the feds in busting a legitimate storefront operation.
Good.
So that's a good thing. The guide answers burning questions, including whether you can smoke pot outside at a park or magic show after December 6th. The department says you'd risk a ticket, but not arrest. The department's post has been viewed more than 120,000 times since it was published last Friday, days after Washington voters approved legalizing recreational pot use. SPD seized, one of the questions they ask, SPD seized a bunch of my marijuana before I-502 passed. Can I have it back? Answer, no. There's still more questions because it's so new, said Sergeant Sean Whitcomb, a police spokesman, noting the state says it's legal, the federal law says it's not. He says you probably shouldn't bring pot with you to the federal courthouse or any other federal property, according to the police document.
And that's just common sense. Don't take your weed to the courthouse.
This is great news. I mean, the program has its faults, but unlike Kenneth, I have to say I would have voted for it. He said that, and he did say the Colorado measure was better than the Washington measure.
Right, and he said that he did not vote for the Colorado measure.
That's right. What would you do, Daryl? Because I would vote for it. I mean, they're faulty, but it's better than the prohibition.
I put out a voter guide just a couple of days before the election, and I supported Amendment 64 in Colorado, and I opposed 502 in Washington.
Really?
And the reason that I opposed 502 was two reasons. The DUI and the you can't grow your own.
Oh, yeah, because the growing's limited. It's a good point, but, oh, man, that's a tough call because, you know, what if it doesn't come back around again? You know?
Right. I mean, but I also did say that these are starting points.
Yeah.
So if somebody voted for 502, I wasn't going to say, oh, you're not a real libertarian because you voted for this horrible regulation. It's a starting point. So, you know, even in Colorado where it's not the best bill ever, it's a starting point. Although I can't really think of any regulation that once it's been put in place has been repealed or pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
But at least it's a starting point.
855-450-FREE. Would you have voted on this? What are your thoughts on it, especially if you're in Washington, Colorado? How did you feel, and how do you feel about this? 1-855-450-3733. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, since we're talking about cannabis, Twinkies, I think, good follow-up subject. Some people are, you know, they get the munchies. I've never really gotten them. I don't recall, at least, having that be one of the effects of cannabis for me. But apparently, if you don't have your Twinkies now, you better get them while you still can. As I understand it, one of the guys here locally tried to go and find some in town, and it was very difficult.
Yeah.
So apparently they're going to stop manufacturing or have already stopped. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And, Daryl, you've got the story, so
we'll
get to that here in moments. And take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to ProtectionOne.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's ProtectionOne.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of these airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can support the show. There are a few different ways you can do that. One of them is by becoming a Free Talk Live amp, or rather, Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to do it. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's a simple process. You sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. And we will take your $5 a month and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more stations, bringing more listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can learn about the perks that you'll get access to as well with the AMP program, which include the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum, and the AMP-only... there's more. The AMP-only...
Call-in lines.
Call-in lines. Thank you for that. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything that you want. But, Daryl, you're going to tell us about Twinkies.
Yes.
Specifically, Hostess Brands, correct? Or Hostess...
Yes.
Hostess Company.
Is the company that owns Twinkies, Wonder Bread, they put out Ding Dongs, and apparently...
Do they make anything
they
with
no
any
more.
Nutritional value?
Bread?
Nah, Wonder Bread isn't really, as I understand it, really valuable nutritionally.
Yeah, I'm not really...
puffed air, basically. But I don't really know.
Right, well, the article... there's two articles, but I'm going to read the one from Silver Underground.
Okay.
And they
Silver
cite,
Circle movie.
Yes. They cite an article from Huffington Post, and the Huffington Post article says that Hostess was in some financial troubles because people were turning away from the Twinkies and the Ding Dongs for healthier snacks.
Mm-hmm.
So they had financial problems anyway. But they basically got killed because of a union dispute. So I'll read the article here. It says, "We are living through the second Great Depression. During times of significant economic downturn, companies have to reduce their costs."
Hold on a second. Do you think that's exaggerating to call this a Great Depression?
Well, it's been a recession since 2001. That
right.
Never
recession,
really
okay.
Came out of... So
I'll go with you with recession.
I could see how someone could say it's a depression.
To call it the second Great
right.
Depression, people aren't exactly standing in bread lines or starving or, you know.
Well, people don't have to stand in bread lines anymore, Ian, because they get the food stamps, and food stamps are much better. I actually had this conversation with some occupiers talking about private charity versus the forced charity of government.
Right.
And they were trying to say, oh, so you think bread lines are better than giving people EBT cards? I'm like, I just think that charity works better when it's voluntary.
Yeah.
So let me just skip
okay.
the first sentence.
It seems like a little hyperbolic.
Right. During times of significant economic downturn, I'm sure you could agree with
sure.
that, companies have to reduce their cost in order to make up for lost revenues due to declining sales. Companies in trouble due to market-wide phenomena tend to be able to renegotiate deals on most of their cost, but labor is one of the most challenging. Labor unions rarely want to give ground, but sometimes will when there's a realization that the company can't survive without pay or benefit cuts. In the case of Hostess, the company lost significant market share and needed to trim costs to survive. According to Huffington Post, executives agreed to drop their salaries to $1 until conditions
Whoa.
Changed.
Wow.
Yeah, $1.
That's huge.
These are the executives. We'll... $1 until things change.
You know, corporate executives get a real bad name in a lot of cases for
yes.
taking a big paycheck. This is huge. I mean, for anybody to say, I'm going to take a $1 paycheck until the point at which we've turned this company around
yes.
is, that's really incredible.
And the Teamsters actually agreed to significant but necessary pay cuts for 18,000 workers. Agreeing that survival of the company depended on reduced cost. However, another union representing the company's bakers, this being the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers International Union.
So the bakers are having an issue. They didn't want to negotiate appropriately.
Yes.
But how many bakers do these guys have?
5,000.
Wow.
So
what were the other people doing? Are they just packing boxes, that kind of thing?
I'm guessing the
driving trucks
were probably the truck drivers, the packers, and other sort of general labor
wow.
sort of things. So the Bakers Union decided to play chicken with the company and ordered a strike despite the Twinkie provider's critical state. due to an unwillingness to compromise, 5,000 workers took down the iconic brand.
Wow.
Will it be back? Well, let's look at the Hostess situation and examine the lessons it will leave behind.
Good question.
And then it says, dealing with crisis, General Motors versus Hostess. Contract renegotiation is a crucial step for business to take when the economy contracts.
Mm-hmm.
In a basic sense, businesses only work when revenues exceed cost. This can only occur when a complex web of contracts are set at the optimal levels. If one set of costs rises too quickly, any company will fail. When revenues drop too sharply, cost must drop or the brand will die.
Right.
In the case of General Motors, the net of all of its contracts are a losing proposition. When the government chose to bail it out, it essentially allowed the company to continue making the same mistake.
Yep.
It's a lot like if a person were to put his or her hand on a hot stove rather than immediately pulling it away upon feeling pain, said individual. Said individual decided to self-medicate the pain with drugs in order to continue to deal with
hold
the
on
hot activity.
Stove. Yeah.
Eventually, the fingers will melt off. The fingers will melt off if changes are not made. GM is currently surviving on bailouts, but will last when the government can no longer afford to jump in for last-minute rescues?
You know, I think that it's legitimate to some extent when the anti-corporate folks, and I'm no fan of corporations, I think they're basically government constructs designed to protect the wealthy from liability for their actions. And I think that the critics have something when they point out that look at all these, you know, hot shots in the corporate world, what do they really do?
Right.
And look at all the money that they make, these CEOs and those folks. But it's the greedy bakers in this case that killed the golden goose. I mean, they could have taken a cut in pay just like the Teamsters did, and they could have kept their jobs. And now what do they have?
Now there's, 24,000 people roughly that are out of work?
Right. Congratulations,
5,000 people.
Right.
Yeah, so the article says, Hostess is exercising its only option. The company's bakers will not agree to reduced wages, so the business model no longer works.
Shut it down.
The best solution for society at large is for Hostess to release those bakers to go work at a company that will pay them the wages that they want. Also, Hostess will now free
Good
up
luck.
Its assets for other more efficient companies to use. And then there's another paragraph and a half that
I want to get to that, because those 5,000 bakers, I don't think all 5,000 of them are going to get absorbed by baking jobs. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's a lot of baking talent pouring into the marketplace. 1-855-450-FREE, they just cut themselves out of a job. What are your thoughts? It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Especially if you have comments on the hostess shutdown that is imminent. It's happening as we speak. They're heading to liquidation of all their assets in the United States. I don't know if your article over at Silver Underground covers this, Daryl, but apparently Hostess will be continuing operation in Canada.
Oh.
But anyway, you're sharing with us something from, was it HuffPo? Or no, this is Silver Underground.
This is from Silver Underground, which is the blog for the Silver Circle movie.
And they're kind of analyzing what's going on here, which is essentially that the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers International Union, also known as the BCTWGMIU, will...
say that five times fast.
...is going to... But essentially, they're not coming to an agreement with the 82-year-old industrial baker, and therefore, they're screwed. They've got to shut down.
Okay.
So everybody's out of a job now.
Yes.
All 18,500 employees out of work because these people in this baker's union.
18,900 Teamsters plus 5,000 bakers.
Wow.
So the article from Silver Underground says, Hostess will now free up its assets for more efficient companies to use. Meanwhile, iconic brands under the Hostess banner will be picked up by other companies and put back on the shelves. Twinkies will be back in time. The real tragedy here, though, are the job losses felt by the 18,000 Teamsters who did agree to pay cuts in order to save the company.
Right.
Arguably, if the bakers had also agreed to cut, Hostess would still be here. People are too quick to blame big business for every ill. Executives running companies are charged with the difficult job of weighing everyone's interest and making a profit at the end of the day so that the company
can survive. Right, you don't get to pay your employees.
Sometimes people are not willing to work for the amount of money that the company is able to pay. In that case, companies go under. Not because of the greed of the rich, but because of the harsh, cold reality of math.
Well, I think this is a story about greed. It's a story about the greed of the bakers, people in the bakers union.
Right.
And the irony of all of this is
but
that
most people, when they think of businesses and greed. They think of
the bosses.
Greedy bosses who, in this case, actually agreed to take $1 a year salaries until the situation was resolved.
So the irony of all this is that I have no objection to the idea of a union. Like, if people feel as though they're being oppressed at a workplace, or they want better conditions, and they realize that they have a better bargaining...
By all means, unionize.
Right. You realize you have a better bargaining posture when you're together negotiating rather than separately. That makes total sense. But greed is a nasty thing.
Yes.
And greed can infect anybody. Anybody who has power is likely to also suffer from greed. And so I get it. And many of the complaints are valid about, you know, these big corporate bosses and how greedy they are. Totally valid. But so are the people in some of these unions.
Yeah.
I'm not saying everybody in a union is greedy, but these people in the bakers union absolutely were. They put their feet down and said, no, we're not going to accept a pay cut. And they lost their jobs as a result of it.
And not only did they lose their jobs, they caused 18,900 other people to lose theirs. Not to mention how many people that aren't in a union that work for Hostess. Because you know there's got to be somebody that's not in a union works for Hostess.
Sure, office staff or...
janitors, maybe.
How about the distributors that pick up Hostess products? I mean, those people don't count in this, right? So if you are running a vending machine company or something like that,
right.
It's not like you can't find another product, but all of a sudden you're out a handful of your products. You've
right.
got to scramble. You've got to find new products. So this is affecting more than just the Hostess company.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
And then this article from Huffington Post, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Just one thing that I thought was really interesting. It says a spokeswoman for the Bakers Union, whose website crashed after the news of the liquidation broke, told HuffPo that the union is not commenting to the press.
Yeah. What are you going to say? I'm proud of this.
Last week, the union called the strike, quote, an inspiring display of courage and conviction.
Oh, man.
And after Hostess issued an ultimatum on Thursday, the union released a statement attributing the company's woes to mismanagement rather than the workforce. And the statement reads in part, quote, the crisis facing Hostess Brands is the result of nearly a decade of financial and operational mismanagement.
Could be true.
That resulted in two bankruptcies, mountains of debt, declining sales, and lost market share.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that claim at all. And they were in bankruptcy court, and that's
right.
where this motion to liquidate basically has been filed.
The union also said the Wall Street investors who took over the company after the last bankruptcy attempted to resolve the mess by attacking the company's most valuable assets, the workers.
Hmm.
So the union is basically blaming management, who all of the executives said that we will take $1.
Right. Pretty clear that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear that they were not being greedy in this instance. Now, that doesn't mean that they're wrong. That doesn't mean the union is wrong in its accusations that it was mismanagement that killed the business.
Right.
That's probably all very true. Mismanagement plus the changing of the times. And, of course, typically big corporations can't change nimble. You know, they're not nimble enough to
right.
be able to keep up with what people want. And then, you know, that's why Woolworths goes out of business. And that's why, you know, all the big companies go out of business over time. But, you know, looking at just in this one instance, these people basically decided they were going to punish all the workers
right.
for the mismanagement of the, the bosses. Y'all could have left anytime you wanted to. I mean, if it was that bad, if working at Hostess was that bad of a situation, you could have left any old time you wanted to. But now you force the issue on everybody else who was willing to continue on at a reduced rate. Shame on those people, man.
And I know from situations that I've been involved in, not in union situations, but to where I worked for a company and they reorganized and then they said, we're taking away 2%. You know, everybody gets an across-the-board 2% pay cut. Then after they came back from bankruptcy, they gave everybody, you know, like a minor pay increase. And then, you know, of course you get like your 1% a year or something. So the way that I know unions work, generally they want at least 3% a year of an increase.
Hmm.
So let's just say that Hostess said, hey, you know what? We've been giving you guys these 3% raises for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
How about like a 3% pay cut?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, let's take away your last pay raise.
Right.
You're still doing better off than you were 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you still have a job.
And you still have a job, but because, oh, you know, we're just going to knock it down to what you were making a year ago.
And now,
with unions, they're always, you know, it's
more, never enough.
A certain amount over what minimum wage is.
Mm-hmm.
And minimum wage has gone up a couple of dollars over the past 10 years.
So they got some competent raises.
You know, much more than they were 10 years ago. So
never enough.
Yeah.
That's a hallmark of greed, right?
Greed
that it's
unions.
Never enough. 1-855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So Canada Hostess continuing. The breakup of Hostess is going to result in, as you mentioned, the assets being auctioned off to the highest bidder. So which company will end up with which brands remains to be seen.
Nabisco.
Basically, certainly a possibility. Is Nabisco. That's Nabisco is a Philip Morris brand, correct?
I think they are now owned by the tobacco people, yes.
I believe that's the case. Also, there's some other biggies out there that could certainly snatch these up. So that, you know, that'll kind of be interesting to watch, and, you're certainly welcome to share your thoughts with us here at 855-453. But it's a sad day, man. I mean, because they totally...
Twinkie the Kid is dead.
They totally did the wrong thing. Now, that's beyond my time, Daryl. I don't recall that character.
Twinkie the Kid. He's the little Twinkie guy on the boxes.
Do they have commercials with him in it?
They did when I was a child.
Really? I don't recall it.
Was Twinkie the Kid? He's a little Twinkie. Where's the bandana?
Yeah, I never really was into
Dressed
Twinkies.
Up like a cowboy.
It didn't even really...
Twinkie the Kid.
It didn't even really enter my world. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But you should probably go and try to snatch these up before the prices go up as collectibles. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Sell them on the black market.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Live.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity.
Frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe.
There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains. Crazy opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity.
A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty Snickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Snickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
1-855-450-3733. Hey, have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial but didn't want to spend the money on an attorney? That's how I am. I can't justify spending that kind of money on an attorney. Don't really have it to spend either. I bet you don't, too. If you do have a little bit, though, you can pick up something that can really help you out. It's howtowinincourt.com, and it is the solution. It's the course for people like you who don't have or don't want an attorney. It teaches you the court's rules, which, of course, until you know those rules, you just might as well be fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. And it's new and improved, formerly known as Jurisdictionary. HowToWinInCourt.com is written so the average 8th grader can learn it over a weekend. And they've got a brand new website with all kinds of free tools. Go there, use their free tools, and buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. So go to HowToWinInCourt.com and get the information that you need there. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about the Hostess company shutting their doors. If you go to hostessbrands.com, they have a notice there where they announce that they're closed. And they are winding down their company, seeking permission from U.S. Bankruptcy Court to sell its assets, including its iconic brands and facilities. Bakery operations have been suspended at all plants. Delivery of products will continue, and Hostess Brands retail stores will remain open for several days in order to sell already baked products. So it's closeout time for Hostess products, although that doesn't mean the prices will be going down.
Nope. I've actually heard people say that they are stocking up on Twinkies to sell them on eBay.
I think it's a smart idea, and you know, one of the question marks here is how long before these brands are auctioned, how long before another company picks up the assets and begins manufacturing on these products.
Because knowing how slowly government operates
right.
on allowing people to sell things during bankruptcy, I will postulate that it will be at least 3 years.
You think so?
Before another company begins actually selling Twinkies.
Interesting. Yeah, see, I don't know how long these things take. I mean, I agree with you. Court decisions certainly take a long time, and I guess we'll find out over time who it is that snatches it up. If they do, presumably they will. I mean, Twinkies
are brand. Here's the reason that
brand.
I say that it's going to take so long is because just let's say that the first thing they sell off is all of the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the company that purchases the equipment is not the company that winds up purchasing the rights to make Twinkies,
mm-hmm.
then they must acquire equipment, figure out how to get the cream inside of the little donut thing. And then, you know, it takes a while for production. You know, you can't just say, I'm buying it today and I'm going to have them on the shelves tomorrow. You know, it takes several months.
You got to make sure the formula's right and that you tweak the equipment correctly and that your employees are trained. And
then
they have to renegotiate all the agreements, too, I would presume, because they're shutting down. So Hostess probably has middlemen, distributors, warehouses, things like that, that have agreements with Hostess, but they don't have agreements with, let's say, Hershey's, you know, gets it.
Right.
They don't have an agreement with Hershey's, so Hershey's going to have to... Now, they'll probably get the list of who they had agreements with.
Right.
They'll probably get that information.
Well, Hershey already has their list of distributors, and there's to be a lot of overlap of distributors.
Maybe so, but there's some negotiations that are going to have to go on there as well.
There's certainly negotiations, and then you said that Hostess Canada will still be making snacks?
As I understand it, that story from theglobeandmail.com, where...
So, importing food from Canada, the hat of America, that... may pass muster under NAFTA, but I'm not really sure.
Surely you'll be able to get on and order imported Twinkies if, you know, and that's probably one of the things that's going to keep the price down of anybody that's selling these on eBay, is that they will still be available across the border.
Right.
And I wonder if there's a Mexican Hostess as well. I don't know about that, but they do mention that the Canadian one here, I'm trying to get a little bit of information. Saputo Incorporated is the country's largest snack cake maker, and George Weston Limited already owns the rights to some Hostess brands. Weston's senior vice president of investor relations said the company's not interested in any Hostess assets that might come up for sale, but Weston is keen on continued investment in and marketing of Wonder Bread, for which it owns the Canadian rights that are not affected by the events south of the border. It doesn't mention Twinkies, though. So maybe I just, maybe I missed that information here, but... Saputo, whose snack cake brands include Joe's, Lewis, and May West, has been steadily building a presence in the United States. I don't know, maybe there won't be Canadian Twinkies. I'm a little bit unclear on that. If you're in Canada and you can clear us up on that misinformation, feel free at 855-450-FREE. But as of right now, people are stocking up on Twinkies, either for their personal satisfaction or with the idea of selling them at perhaps two to three to, I don't know, the good question will be, what will people be willing to pay for a package of Twinkies if they're not being manufactured anymore?
I don't even know how much a regular package of Twinkies costs right now.
Me neither. I'd imagine it's probably a buck. But
so I would guess, based on my knowledge of black market, that...
Technically not the black market. I called it that earlier, but it's...
Twinkies could sell for as high as $4 a pack.
It's more like the secondhand market or resale market. I don't know exactly what you would call that. But back to their press release here from HostessBrands.com. The wind down means the closure of 33 bakeries. 565 distribution centers, approximately 5,500 delivery routes, and 570 bakery outlet stores throughout the United States.
Bakery outlet stores.
You never seen one of those before?
Is that sort of like, I've seen, you know, like, I've never been to an Apple store, but I know that there is such a thing. Is that basically the same thing? Like,
there's a baker.
There's a Hostess store.
There's a baker, and I forget which brand it is, but one of the brands is based in, well, not based, but one of their manufacturers is in the Bradenton, Florida area where I grew up.
Pepperidge Farms?
I grew up in Sarasota, but it was close enough. I've certainly seen it. I don't recall. No, it wasn't Pepperidge Farms.
Okay.
Something else. They make a bunch
I just remember the Pepperidge Farms store in the shopping mall when I was a kid.
No, well, the outlet centers are typically at the factories, which is why...
It was Hickory Farms, I believe, which is close.
No, wasn't that either.
Pepperidge Farm for some reason.
I can't remember the brand name, but in this case, the outlet store that they had was right there on the factory property.
Okay.
So, you know, seconds, you know, products with a little bit of dings, those sorts of things would be sold there.
But this said there were, what, 500 and something outlet stores?
565 distribution centers will be closed and 570 bakery outlet stores. So I suspect that 565 of the 570 bakery outlet stores are at the distribution centers
okay.
and or at the bakeries. themselves.
Okay. Yeah, because I was trying to do math of 36 bakery facilities, 500 and something outlets. So not all of them could be at a bakery, but yeah, I guess some are at the distribution center.
The company said its debtor in possession lenders have agreed to allow it to continue to have access to the $75 million financing facility put in place at the start of the bankruptcy cases to fund the sale and the wind-down process. Their motion asks the court for authority to continue to pay employees whose services are required during the wind-down period. So apparently they have to ask permission to even pay what employees will remain. They're going to give most of them the axe, but they've got to keep a couple of managers on here and there, a couple of staff to make sure the doors are locked up and everything's taken care of. So there you go. 855-450-FREE, another American icon gone, this time not entirely due to the bad economy, but more so to the poor negotiating tactics and stonewalling of this baker's union. Shame on them.
And I'm still trying to figure out how tobacco workers fit in with bakers, confectioners, and grain millers.
Yeah, if you can explain that one, 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight. Plenty of course time for your calls, your thoughts. And on the way, Daryl, I know you had something about an Obamacare surcharge. We can talk about that, but also secession, still in the news. People are talking about it, and it looks like it's popular on both sides of the aisle.
Yes.
We'll share an editorial from the San Francisco Chronicle that will reveal that. 855-450-FREE allows you to take control. Also, if you're tired of general preparedness and survival advice with no reason or context behind it, and sick of the single scenario focus of survivalist TV shows, you can check out strategicsurvival.com and order Strategic Survival. It's a great book which will show you some really useful ways and affordable ways, simple action that you can use to prepare and turn fear and worry into confidence and peace. The book is chock full of knowledge, various different scenarios, recommendations. It'll help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about, and what you can do about it. Go to strategicsurvival.com and check it out. It's available in various formats. Strategicsurvival.com. There's more coming up here. Hour 3 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit web.com/radio.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.